Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
There's a tendency for believers to gravitate toward the scriptures of protection, hope, and mercy, but ignore scriptures like James 2, verse 19, which says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." The spirit realm is as real as the screen in front of you. Demons are as real as the angels we love to read about when it comes to our protection. Demons are nothing to fear or be afraid of because we are offered power and protection through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, this is no excuse to be ignorant of the fact that demons, unclean, and evil spirits still operate in the world today. If you didn't know, demons can see. They have eyes, and they can recognize who this person is or who that person is. Just read Mark chapter 3 and 11, and you'll find it says, "And whenever the unclean spirit saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" They saw him, and they knew. To take it a step further, demons can teach, albeit falsely, but they can still possess a person to teach heresy. Just read 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." Did you get that? Teachings of demons. I'm highlighting all of this so the scales can be removed from your eyes. We need to realize who we are up against and what we are up against. You see, the average Christian is a surface-level Bible reader, meaning they read the Bible, but they don't intentionally study the Bible. They read God's Word, but they don't intentionally seek to gain knowledge from the Bible, and that's the problem. The first line in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." A lack of knowledge. Have you ever met another believer who is in the middle of a spiritual battle, but they don't know that they're in one? I mean, they are being attacked left, right, and center. Their marriage is under attack, and they think it's their friends who are the problem. They're sick in their bodies, but the doctor can't seem to find a cause. Their money isn't adding up, even though they have automated their saving. Nothing makes sense to them, regardless of what's going on, because there is a lack of knowledge. And I say a lack of knowledge because a surface-level Christian would fight everyone and everything in front of them. But a mature believer would know Ephesians 6, verse 12, which says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Saints, this is the knowledge that we need. to know that our fight is not in this physical realm, but it's in the supernatural realm.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
And the thing is, the spiritual realm can often manifest itself in the physical realm, which is what can throw off the surface level believer. For example, when a demon-possessed man encountered Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says in verse 18 that Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Notice the sequence of events here. The boy was demon-possessed. Jesus rebuked the demon. It came out of the boy. However, the result of the demon being cast away was healing. Personally, I would have expected the Bible say, and the boy was free. But no, that's not what it says. First, Jesus rebuked the demon. Secondly, it came out of the boy. Thirdly, he was healed at that moment. So you mean to tell me that this demon was responsible for sickness? Because we tend to associate the effects of demon possession with screaming and shouting or a person being disfigured and making unnatural noises. But in this case, the result of this boy being demon possessed was illness. If you go back to Matthew chapter 17, verse 15, the father of this boy said to Jesus, "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water." So we need to understand that demons are not these movie-like creatures that walk around tormenting and pushing people. They manifest in different ways. They are in the spiritual realm, but they can physically manifest. Here we can see that their manifestation was sickness. The sickness of this boy came about as a result of the demon possession, hence why Jesus rebuked the demon. The boy was instantly healed. So I would like to submit to you that it's entirely possible for some sickness, for some disease, to have no medical cure because it's spiritual in nature. The doctors can't find a cause. They can't explain how or why this is happening. But the solution goes back to a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil forces in the spiritual realm. So, we as believers need to be prayerful, but we need to especially be careful that we are not lacking in knowledge in our lives. The Bible says in Matthew 10, verse 1, "And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction." Saints, we too have been given this authority over unclean spirits. The Holy Spirit empowers us to cast them out and have victory in our lives.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.